Hello, everyone. It's Matthew Thrift, the broker in charge at the Greer and Simpsonville offices of Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, seed and joiner realtors here in Greenville County, South Carolina. The reason for this podcast is to take the experience that I have learned in the real estate industry and life in general and pour it into others for their development and success. Why? Because that is exactly what we are supposed to do here on this earth. It is my desire to help every agent that I can to be successful, to help them develop and watch them grow in their careers. If I can help others be better today than they were yesterday, then I have accomplished what I've set out to do. Visit www.matthewthrift.com for other blog articles and more information. And please feel free to contact me at mthrift@cdanjoyner.com. That's mthrift@cdanjoyner.com or on my mobile at 864-414-2562 if I can help you in any way. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Enjoy the podcast. Years ago in my previous law enforcement career, yes, I served in the Pembroke Pines Police Department in South Florida and also at the Greenville City Police Department here in the upstate. I managed to excel in the area of DUI, or otherwise known as driving under the influence of alcohol. For whatever reason, I had a very keen eye to spot potential intoxicated drivers on the public roadways. One of the many actions that I would look for in a driver's ability to operate a motor vehicle was whether or not the driver could keep his or her vehicle in between the lane line markers. I typically allowed a driver to cross a lane marker at least three times prior to conducting the traffic stop, and on multiple occasions, this resulted in an arrest. But fast forward to the present. Currently, I attend Kingdom Life Church on Holland Road in Simpsonville, where Sunday in and Sunday out, I am their piano player, keyboard player, whatever you want to call it, and band leader. I have been playing piano and keyboards for churches and bands for over 30 years now, and in my experience, I have learned that I'm really good at leading a band and playing an instrument, but I am not too good at other parts of church ministry. So, for example, I learned several years ago when serving in another local church, teen ministry was just something I did not enjoy nor felt called to do. It was outside my lane. And by being something outside my lane, I crashed and burned, so to speak. Not a month goes by where my pastor, Pastor Alex Sands, will say something like, and I'm paraphrasing here, "Have you noticed that I don't try and stand up here and sing? No, sir, no, ma'am, that is outside my lane, and I have learned to stay in my own lane." We laugh every time he says that. After so many years, this little statement, "stay in your own lane," has resonated with me, and I have used it on hundreds of occasions now. Get this, in the Bible, in Galatians 4, this is the New Living Translation, "pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else." I love that. Here you can take a biblical scripture and put it into modern day life in your career. Let me say that again. "Pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else." So why is all this on a real estate broker's blog and social media page? And thank you for asking that question. As a real estate agent or broker, you have probably seen other agents you may consider successful. We all have. Doing actions that have helped them in this industry. You see them post videos on social media and get hundreds and possibly thousands of likes and views, or list beautiful homes, or simply be able to pick up the phone and speak with someone about real estate so naturally, you wonder if you will ever be like them. You know, the quote unquote them. Stop this way of thinking. Stay in your own lane. Find what you excel in. Find what you are good at. Concentrate on your sphere of influence and not someone else's or the leads they bought. Hear that? The leads they bought. Find out your quote unquote why. Why are you in real estate? What you love about this industry and what you can do to help others. Concentrate on these things. Have you seen a pattern here? Concentrate daily on you and what you do best. Do what is in your ability and not someone else's ability. By concentrating on your abilities, you will begin to strengthen that ability even more, kind of like lifting weights. But you need to stay hyper-focused on what you do best and, again, stay in your own lane. Don't read into what I'm not saying here. I'm not saying to not step out of your comfort zone. Just because something may be uncomfortable at first does not mean that it is not in your ability to do it. At 14 years old, when I started playing the piano in church, it wasn't comfortable. But I worked and worked at it because it was my passion. It soon became very comfortable, and before long, I was playing in front of thousands of people across the United States and Canada. My quote-unquote lane became comfortable because I loved what I was doing, and I still do to this day, Sunday in and Sunday out. There is a great reward for working hard and seeing personal accomplishment. And at the very least, by staying in your own lane, you avoid colliding with others and crashing and burning. Ask yourself, are you trying to do something outside of your lane? Outside of it? Get yourself back between the lines and excel, friends. Oh, and by the way, you need to enjoy the ride along the way. Until next time, friends, have a great day. Blessings to you, and we'll see you across the real estate lane.